With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. The 2019 KISW Rock Girl Search is on. Well, we found the girls. We just need to pick them now. So it's not so much a search, it's now a vote. But you know what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the new group of girls to represent the rock. And that's where you help. You go to KISW.com now. Vote for your favorite rock girls. Somebody besides Steve has to do this.
I just helped out Damara. Yeah. I voted for her.
Yeah. Good call.
I got to vote for Quinn.
Oh, good
Quinn's
call.
Back.
Man.
Sarah, of course, got to give her a vote. Amanda.
Yeah. See, it's tough. We've got some good new hopefuls, but man, we really dug the girls that we had last year. What do you do? How do you choose? I guess that's what you do.
You vote for Shelby. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Or Lacey.
Vote for Shelby. Lacey. Vote for Lacey. Yeah. The way Steve says her name makes you want to. You should go see Lacey.
Nakisha.
Go to KISW.com. Vote early. Vote often.
Now. Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
What?
Friday Junior.
Yeah, buddy. It's Friday Junior, you're right.
Plus, we got a big staff meeting, so that means we get free lunch.
Yeah, free lunch Thursday. Free lunch, baby.
Any, those are my favorite ones.
Any guesses on what we might have?
Ooh.
The most scintillating conversation here. We've had barbecue before.
I hope it's not barbecue again.
What?
Because we've had barbecue the past like three meetings we've had.
Yeah, and that's great. I love barbecue.
I'm betting Qdoba.
Ooh. That's what I was going to say.
Ooh. Get that queso.
I'm hoping Tats.
Oh, we've had Tats before.
Tats. Not in a while.
Oh, I know.
Tats is amazing. And I also know the person in charge, Hair Club, loves Tats. So.
Yes, and usually he's listening right about now because he's sitting on the toilet.
Yeah.
So,
Hair Club.
Yeah,
Tats. Hair Club.
I like that you know that.
Well,
I mean, good luck in there, buddy.
Yeah. Well, they got a support group that's on Facebook. It's a private group.
Very private.
Yeah.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Aaron in Tacoma to take on Steve. Aaron, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Wayne Brady tickets. He's going to be over at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, May 11th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets to see Wayne Brady, you can get your tickets through Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
I think that's going to happen, yeah.
Wow. For those playing at home, Aaron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Aaron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Luis Belcher on Bob's Burgers wears the ears of what animal on her head?
Rabbit.
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America?
Pass.
Which is the number one selling Girl Scout cookie?
Samoans.
No.
Thin Mints.
Yes. What is the capital of Spain?
Barcelona?
No.
Madrid?
Yes. God Friended Me is a show on which major TV network?
NBC?
No.
ABC?
No.
CBS?
Yes. Blue Ivy is the name of the daughter of which famous musical parents?
Pass.
Michael Phelps has medaled in what Olympic sport?
Swimming.
Yes. Adele originally hails from which country?
England.
Yes. Which Australian city is known for its iconic opera house?
Perth.
No.
Melbourne.
No. No.
Pass.
What was the first name of Dr. Frankenstein?
Victor.
Yeah! All one, right. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, correct.
You know what? He did better than he sounded like he was doing.
It sounds like like Aaron partakes a little bit in the morning. And,
well, he's just stumbling along, and I really didn't think he had a lot of answers.
All right, perfect, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Late night, I can hear that.
Still,
yeah.
Like I said, he made it happen. I'm just surprised when you said that's how many he had right. I was like, oh, wow, that's actually going to give Steve a game.
Yeah, I know. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Thanks. Luis Belcher on Bob's Burgers wears the ears of what animal on her head?
Rabbit.
Yes.
Oh.
Which U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America?
U.S. state, the breadbasket.
Texas. No.
Arkansas.
No.
South Dakota.
No. Which is the number one selling Girl Scout cookie?
Ooh, Thin Mints.
Yes. What is
Although it should be Tagalongs.
No. What is the capital of Spain?
Is that Madrid?
Yes. God Friended Me is a show on which major TV network?
NBC.
No.
Oh. CBS?
Yes. Blue Ivy is the name of the daughter of which famous musical parents?
That would be Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yes. Michael Phelps has medaled at what Olympic sport?
Swimming.
Yes. Adele originally hails from which country?
London. England.
No. Yes. Which Australian city is known for its iconic opera house?
Sydney?
Yes. What is the first name of Dr. Frankenstein?
George.
No.
Herbert?
No.
Herbert Frankenstein?
Yes.
Cosmo?
No. Cosmo, yes. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win. Oh. 8-7.
Sydney was the killer. Oh. You said Melbourne. If you'd said Sydney, you would have got the prize, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Aaron. Sorry, Aaron.
Forgot about Sydney.
Yeah. Well, that happens, buddy. Appreciate you playing in. He just got out of work, so he's tired.
Yeah, he is, but
still did well.
Did well, but still lost.
And in honor of the fact that today is March 21st, which means it's 321, a.k.a. 321 day for 321 Battle.
Nice!
And I have to show some love for the greatest heel in 321 Battle, and that's simply the best, Steve West.
You're simply the best!
Nice. That's Steve West.
That's right. Don't forget Battle Mania, April 19th, brother, at the Showbox.
Ooh! So at the Showbox again. Yes. Nice!
So you guys have officially made this your holiday.
Yes.
3-2-1 day.
Yep. March 21st, 3-2-1 day.
Because I'm listening to you going, what the hell's today, 3-21? I know what Pi Day is.
Yeah. It's 3-2-1 day for 3-2-1 Battle.
Right.
Which will be happening tomorrow night over at Evolve Fitness.
I love that. Aaron did know that the first name of Dr. Frankenstein is Victor.
Steve's not impressed.
I just got distracted. Mariners are up 5-4 right now.
Oh, nice!
Top of the 12th.
Damn.
And then also the one that you both missed. Which U.S. state is known as the breadbasket of America?
Is it Kansas?
It is.
Oh,
I guess kind of because it looks kind of like a breadbasket. It's a block. I don't know. I actually have no idea.
I don't know why it's called that either.
They might have bread.
Yeah.
Like every other U.S. state, Steve.
Maybe they got more bread than most of us.
Maybe Panera started there.
That could be.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Yes. That means caller number 8, you are checking out Wayne Brady at the Emerald Queen Casino. Caller number 8, 206-421-ROCK.
BJ, you'll love this. Guess who's pitching for the Oakland A's right now
to
help the Mariners get the lead.
Yeah.
Which they have a 5-4 lead right now, and it's Fernando Rodney.
Oh, there he goes.
Former Mariner legend.
That guy, I'm sorry. He was always a mess to me. He really, really was. I never, ever could really trust him. I know he, you know, everybody loved him for a while, the bow and arrow to the sky. But,
and then the roller coaster of emotions at Fernando. Yeah. He had a good season with us.
Yeah. Yeah, a pretty decent season. But I just always felt like when it really, 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 really mattered, just like, please don't bring in Fernando. Especially against the really, really good teams. They seem to always get the best of him.
All right, we're going to the bottom of the 12th. Hopefully the Mariners can hold the lead and get a big win to celebrate Ichiro's retirement.
And I can't. I know they had a guy come out yesterday. I don't know who our closer is because we lost Diaz, obviously. I forget the guy's name who came out yesterday. I imagine they can bring him out again today.
We'll find out.
Yeah. All right, so they are in Japan. These games do count. A lot of people are like, well, what are we getting so worked up over exhibition games?
Yeah.
No, these are actually real games. Then after today, the Mariners will come back and play more exhibition games and then open up T-Mobile Park season on Thursday, a week from today. It's a weird thing when they do this Japanese trip.
And it's Hunter Strickland that got the save last night.
Ah, yeah.
Or yesterday morning.
Yeah, so I imagine they'll bring in Hunter again, unless he's pitched already. I don't know, but... All right, look, the Mariners could be 2-0.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
I'm telling you. World Series bound. Unstoppable.
Right. Well, since we're talking sports and talking Qdoba, there's a kid named Cameron. He's a Kansas State University student. He got himself an awesome three-point shot, won him 52 Qdoba entrees, which is basically one free meal a week for a year.
Nice.
Nice indeed.
Oh, so he sunk one of those things where it's like, hey, if you could hit this basket.
Yep. Here's the problem for Cameron, which I don't understand how he is this kind of person. Says he doesn't eat Mexican food. What kind of American is he?
You know, they should check and see. He probably is a terrorist.
Yeah, he probably is. But at least he did something nice. He went to Twitter and said, look, I don't eat Mexican food, so I'd like to give away my prize. He got a lot of responses.
And I'm sure a lot of creative responses.
Yeah. And after all these responses, he decided, you know, I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to actually donate it. And he didn't want to just give it away to a regular person. He donated it to Kansas's Manhattan Emergency Shelter. So now folks that need food are going to get, you know, a nice hot plate of Qdoba every week.
That's pretty cool.
Qdoba gave him a nice response saying, hey, man, great gesture. And they're going to double the number of free meals provided to the shelter.
Smart.
It is very smart and good on
you. You know there's those miserable trolls out there that would be like, what's Qdoba going to do? And they're just like, let's just nip it in the bud. This is a really cool gesture on his part, and let's double down on it.
See, you got to do that, right? You're right. You can't even just be regular anymore. Like, if Qdoba just said, hey, cool thing, and that's it, and just decided to leave it the way it is, which isn't horrible.
Somebody be like, I can't believe you had to let that guy do it. You should be doing it yourself.
Yeah, and it's just like, geez, you just can't just run a business and be okay. You can't be neutral anymore. I'll be glad when we stop giving in to the minority of trolls that just whine about everything.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really will. I don't know if it's ever going to happen. But anyway, cool that, you know, people getting fed. And again, this kid from the university, though, I'm sorry, you got to like Mexican food.
I'm wondering if he's one of those guys that doesn't like cilantro. You know, do you hear that some people, when they eat cilantro, it tastes like soap to them?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a genetic defect.
Yeah, it's an actual scientific thing. Like, cool. People who hate cilantro, you ask them, does it taste like soap? And they'll say yes.
And those people are dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's their genetic.
How weird is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that they're dumb. It's just what their body does.
Really. I know. I'm just saying, anyone who doesn't eat cilantro is un-American.
That sucks,
so weird
though.
That's your taste bud.
Yeah, that sucks if a tasty food you don't get to have because your body says, guess what? This is soap.
Like, imagine if you didn't like ice cream.
Yeah, that'd be great. If it tasted like soap, then I wouldn't eat so much of it.
Oh, but then you'd miss out on heaven.
I know.
See, I'm bummed when I drink dark beers. They taste like soy sauce to me.
Oh, wow. That's probably why I like dark beer.
When I was a kid,
when we would get Chinese food, my mom always had to stop me when she wasn't looking. I'd get those soy sauce packets and just open them up and just...
Oh, you power suck them?
Wow.
How are you not just like all swollen and bloated from all the salt?
Well, did you not see me about 12 years ago? Like, I was 280 pounds.
Yeah, but like, as a kid, though.
Well, he was on his way, though. I mean, well, he was...
Yeah, a kid, you do whatever, you don't gain weight. I would eat McDonald's six times a day and not gain a pound.
Those are the great days.
I miss those days.
Yeah.
I mean, I was probably as unhealthy as F.
Yeah.
But yeah, I used to suck down those soy sauce packets. And I still struggle whenever like we get like to any kind of food where you get the soy sauce packets. I'll put it in my soup or whatever. And then there's a little bit left, and I always just kind of like have to top it off.
See, I want to make fun of you, but I like drink the little creamers, the coffee creamers on the table when we go to diners.
See, you're weird too.
You guys are so strange.
You drink the creamers? You don't put it in the coffee?
Well, I was a little kid, so I thought it was milk. Because, you know, creamer, milk, so I drink it.
And she's tiny, and it's, you know, a little cup just for her.
I can't really complain because, I mean, ice cream is just what that is. Yeah. You're having thawed cream.
Yeah, that's probably why like, I love sushi so much, because you get that the bowl of soy sauce.
It's a nice soy sauce delivery system.
It is.
You're absolutely right. I wonder if sushi's really that good.
Steve Miggs, soy sauce slurper.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you ever tried sushi without doing the soy sauce?
Of course.
Oh, you have? Okay, so you know you like sushi.
Yes, 100%.
Because,
yes.
I mean, honestly, for the longest time, I never had sushi without the soy sauce. I couldn't really tell you if I liked it without the soy sauce.
Well, sometimes when I play hockey in the afternoon, I'm hungry after I play, because we play around noon, and so I just want to grab something to eat and just like kind of get home because I want to beat traffic, because by the time I get out of the rink, it's like close to 2. So I swing by the QFC in Renton
Oh, yeah.
And get that the QFC sushi.
Mm-hmm.
and I'll just eat it like finger food as I'm driving.
Oh, nice.
But of course, I don't have soy sauce. That would be super dangerous if I'm
dipping
it in soy sauce. I'm sure people do that. But
well,
I
if you wear a bib, you probably can do it.
Oh, I don't want to take that chance, BJ.
Yeah.
Some people are texting in about cilantro. Have you ever thought that maybe cilantro actually does taste like soap, and it's just that you idiots think soap tastes good?
No, well, because I've had my mouth washed out with soap. I know what soap tastes like, and it doesn't taste like the fresh, delicious, delicate cilantro.
Yeah. Somebody says, my sister and I have the cilantro soap gene. We can't eat anything it touches. It's so gross. Oh, that sucks. Someone says, I enjoy Mexican, but I just can't touch cilantro.
So you have to go to the Mexican restaurant and say, do you have anything that's not cilantroized?
Or if you go to like a place that does pho or anything like that, Vietnamese food has a lot of cilantro in it, too.
Damn, dude. That sucks. I never heard of that before. Cilantro soap situation.
Yeah, this is the first I've ever heard of that.
Really?
Wow. Well, because it tastes fine to me, so I never noticed. And if someone said something, I never heard him say it.
Yeah, I think an actual study came out recently, even confirming it, because I heard a lot of people were complaining about it. Like my old roommate, she's like, I can't eat those tacos. There's cilantro on it. It tastes like soap.
Science explains why cilantro tastes like soap.
So all those years,
posted a whole story about it.
All those years growing up, all the kids that got in trouble and got punished because they didn't want to eat their food because it had cilantro on there, and it's just like all the dyslexic kids, and nobody knew that they were dyslexic. It sucks when science finds out that you were just treated like crap for no good reason. Because I mean, a lot of people probably cilantro shamed.
They say some chemicals that are found both in cilantro and soap.
Okay, then. So I could wash myself with cilantro is what you're saying.
Sure.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, why not?
Do it. All right,
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to make a video of it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry. There's a big conference at Oxford this week. Those are where all the smart people are.
Okay.
And it had to do with brain development in kids and young adults. And researchers now say that we don't really become full-blown adults until 50. We are in... Oh, I wish it was 50. That would explain a lot for
right?
me. But you know what, Steve? Older than one would expect until our 30s.
Okay.
So this, I don't know what this explains or not, because even though we don't become full-blown adults, I still think the helicoptering and lawnmower parenting that is now existent is still stunting the growth of young ones. I really feel like that I had a lot more autonomy than my own kids, and I blame it on my generation of parenting that did it.
So when did you feel like you were an adult? Because I felt like I was an adult the minute that I left my home and had to pay my own bills.
And I got married, and that's when I first left my home.
Okay.
So that was, but that's exactly what happened. I had to start paying my own bills. I was now somebody's husband. But I think really full-blown adult is when my first kid came along. That's when I realized, oh, my God, I'm an adult. I got a kid.
Yeah.
You know, being married, you think you're an adult, but it's playtime, sort of like, you know, oh, it's the honeymoon. It's a fairy tale. But the kid is what makes me, oh, yeah, I'm a guy now. Because everybody said, you know what, dude, you can't do that anymore. You're a father now. That line kept getting to me anytime I did something stupid.
What were some examples? Because you've done a lot of stupid things.
Well,
sure.
You know, I might be gaming all hours in the morning, and then somebody would complain to me and say, you know what, you're a father now. You can't just stay up all night and then sleep all day. There's a kid you got to take care of. So that was my whole video gaming habit had to be readjusted.
Oh.
Because, I mean, you know, when you're on your own, even if you're married, you still, you know, with no kids, you can stay up all you want and, you know, sleep until 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, because I got to do adult things, but I still feel like at times I'm doing plenty of immature things as well. And I don't know if that'll ever stop.
Yeah, see, the thing is, when a kid comes along...
Then it probably is way less.
Yeah, you have to stop it because, my wife started complaining, saying, am I the only parent here? And it's like, all right.
Or you wait till, like, you know, they get old enough and then you go back to doing immature things.
I tried. But you see, the thing is, kids won't let you. Like, I used to try to play my video games with Joey on my lap because Kathy would go, you're taking care of him right now. I'm like, all right, no problem. Well, I can play these video games. And Joey just wouldn't stop slamming on the keyboard. My characters would die all the time.
About now, though? I mean, you're doing, like, not that board gaming is childish, but it's not like, you know, you're doing things that are, like, just fun and kind of gamey.
Yes, I just,
now.
I wouldn't be able to do it as much as I do now if
and you're
I
wearing
had the
your,
kids.
Your children's socks, too. I mean, that's good.
Well, right, you want to call them children's socks and you, just because you don't have a sock game.
Good news, guys.
Yeah?
Mariners won.
Woo! Yeah!
Still undefeated.
Yeah.
2-0. Hunter Strickland comes in, gets the save. Number 2 for him.
Very, very nice.
Indeed.
So I want to go back to this only because of the fact that millennials are getting maligned because they're living with their parents and, you know, they've got it, they need help. As it turns out, the researchers are saying it has nothing to do with them not being an adult, that we've always had a flawed view of what an adult is. And this new research says, no, this is what kids are, and they don't get to be full-blown adults until their 30s, which means we should lay off calling millennials, you know, and basically shaming them for not being an adult because they're really not fully adults yet.
We're worried about adult shaming people now.
Well, this is, you know, something that's going on. I mean, you know, people expect millennials to be more than what they really should be. It makes me feel better because I was criticized for being an idiot because why don't you grow up? And as it turns out, well, I was actually in my 20s. I really wasn't ready to grow up yet because this research shows I'm not an adult until 30.
So this is my boyfriend is in his early 30s and he's definitely not an adult yet. Ha ha.
Yeah. It's all about the brain and your nervous system. Still developing well into our 20s. So there you go. All right, so Vicky's still a child. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense now. I have a question. Why would a man set up 5 naked mannequins in his front yard? I'm going to tell you at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
9KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A man named Jason from the great state of California built a tall fence to keep his dogs in the yard. Seems like a nice thing. But after a neighbor complained, the city forced him to reduce the height or face a fine.
Is this like an HOA thing?
Yeah, he chopped it to a maximum of 36 inches. That's only a 3-foot fence. That's not that high.
Well, if you have dogs, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want your dog. I mean, look, Lulu's not going to jump a 3-foot-high fence. But, you know, when we had Lucy, a German Shepherd, she could clear that no problem.
I can't believe there's neighborhoods that say you can't have a higher than a three-foot fence. I mean, I've seen fences a lot higher than that, but I guess where he lives, you can't.
Personally, I'd rather have a lot of higher fences so I don't have to see the crap that's in your yard.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he did. He was like, okay, you jerky neighbor, you kept me so that I now have a fence where you can see what's in my yard, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to chop the fence to 36 inches so I don't get fined. And then he said, I'm going to set up 5 naked mannequins who'll be partying in the yard that you can see over my very short fence.
Okay. This guy's ridiculous.
Reasonable response.
This guy is my hero. I love this guy.
I have a feeling that this whole neighborhood has issues with each other.
Yeah.
Like, why are you going down this road?
And if you see the picture of the dolls, oh my gosh, they're sitting around a table, and one of them has got a mannequin severed head on the table with a sign that says, quote, reserve seat for the nosy neighbor that complained about my fence to the city.
Oh boy.
And yeah, that's Game of Thrones right there.
Is the head on like a lazy Susan thing?
Yeah, it looks like it is.
That way you can spin it around. That's nice.
Dude, some of these models look good.
Well, one of them apparently is trying to maybe get a job as a bikini barista because she's rocking pasties.
Oh, it's saying she's got her St. Patrick's Day clover pastries.
Oh,
pasties, yeah.
That's hot.
And then he's posing with them. I love this guy.
That's hot.
He is posing with them. And dude, he's just got this sort of, I don't know, looks like a red uniform on or something. Like he's working in sanitation.
No, I think he's a sports fan. I could be wrong. I thought it was like some sports team.
It
like
might
a college
be the Angels.
Team.
If it's California, that looks. They're all red. He might be an Angels fan. Either way, you're right. He's just decked out. He's got a big flag. His house and his yard and everything looks like, I can't believe anybody would complain about what anybody would do. It looks like a really casual neighborhood. It's amazing somebody complained.
Yeah, I have no idea.
This is awesome, though. These mannequins, they're posing, they're naked, and they're looking awesome. That one mannequin, I think I'd like to invite over for a drink.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did you just say that out loud?
I'm watching too much Umbrella Academy.
I was going to say, calm down, number 5.
Yeah, watching too much Umbrella Academy.
What are you going to do with it? It's not going to drink.
Well,
you know what, Steve? Drink for both of them.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
It's a cheap date, right, boys?
He definitely is the greatest neighbor in the world.
It's all fun and games. It's just I'm going to be light with what's going on. Yeah. There's no reason to be angry. They're going to fine me a lot of money if I didn't cut the fence down. I don't know who it is, and I'm sure they're not going to come forward. And even if they do, you know, this is just a statement for them. You know, maybe mind your own business a little bit.
Yeah, I don't see what the problem is. I mean, you know, tall fence, like you said, Steve, plus he keeps the dogs in there. What's the issue? I mean, I really don't know what the issue is. It's amazing what people get involved with and stick their stupid noses into.
Again, I'd much rather a tall fence.
yeah.
in a neighborhood. But that's maybe it's a personal preference. I don't understand unless they just don't like that guy and they're looking for any reason to get under his skin.
They said he had dogs. Maybe the dogs bark or it's something like that, and this is just one of those petty ways they can get back at him, like you said.
Yeah, I would say if you've got noisy dogs and you don't keep them under control, that would irritate me as a neighbor. I might call. You make a good point, Rev. I cannot stand people that let their dogs just bark all day long. I can't stand it. And there's not much you can do about that either.
To go back to your girlfriend, Mannequin.
When oh, yes.
Wow, BJ, tough times, huh?
Well, again, my wife does live in California. I mean, you know, it's you know what? It's been a couple of weeks, actually. We usually see each other every other week, but it's been a three-week span this time.
And so it says most HOAs limit the three-foot fence to the front yard. The backyard can have a six-foot fence.
Well, I guess... yeah, I guess this guy...
Oh, now that's what you get. A bunch of mannequins with a severed head on the table.
The HOA just got a bunch of HO hoes on the front lawn. Love that.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Now, some people might think that this neighbor is an idiot. Well, or he definitely thinks that his nosy neighbor is an idiot because of these five mannequins he set up. Well... someone's an idiot here, and we know you've dealt with this before, so we want to know from you. When did you realize your neighbor was indeed an idiot? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. This is one topic where I know no one will call in about me. Yeah, I'm the best neighbor ever.
That's because your neighbors won't listen to the show because they don't want to deal with listening to you.
No. Sick bird.
Wow.
Well, if they hated you, why would they listen to the show?
Wow, man.
Sorry.
Because of you, because you're a great guy.
Nah. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. So this dude, he set up five naked mannequins in his yard to get revenge on a neighbor that complained. Based on this, when did you realize your neighbor was an idiot? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to John in Auburn. John, you are on The Rock.
How's it going?
Not too bad, John. What you got for us, buddy?
So, let me first say, three-foot fence, I could step over that.
Yeah, right.
That's nothing. But, so, I'm from Tennessee. I grew up with a family across the street that, you know, they down in Tennessee, we're not close. Like, you're not reaching out your back window and able to reach into somebody's yard like you are up here.
I know, it's nice. You guys got, I mean, a lot of open space in a lot of states in our country as opposed to, you know, California, obviously, and Seattle, and Washington's getting more and more like that in Western Washington, yeah.
Right. So, with that said, my neighbors across the street were always arguing. And the reason I know that is because I can hear them across the street. You're talking literally a quarter of a mile.
Damn, that's loud.
Yeah.
Did you guys live near water or something? How's the sound carrying that way, or were they just that loud?
So we live practically in a valley, I guess. So, I mean, I guess that could have had something to do with it, but for the most part, I mean, it was just... It was open.
It's so funny there. It's so funny where you live because Steve, didn't you grow up with people yelling all the time? I did.
Oh, dude, that was better than television. Our neighbors would always fight, and we shared a wall. It was like a townhome or like a brownstone. They're like the Cosby Show, for those that don't know.
Yeah.
So we shared a wall. So my brother and I would sit on the steps and just put our ear, or we'd get a cup, or we'd put our ear against the wall, and we'd just listen to them yell at each other for hours.
Yeah.
Hours. And it was way better than anything that was on television.
And it didn't ever scare me. I mean, I know now loud, you know, people loud talking, verbal abuse, it's definitely a thing now in today's culture. But I grew up and that was just everybody screamed and yelled, and it was the Northeast, Massachusetts, New York. That's just what people did. And I don't know if people are still doing that. It's, I mean, I know your father is, especially if somebody takes his parking space, but otherwise, I mean, I don't know, but it just wasn't a scary thing to me. It just, everybody yelled.
One time, though, that it must have been the husband. He was all pissed off, and he's, like, storming down the steps, and you could tell he tripped. He's like, boom, 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 boom. So my brother and I start laughing, and because, again, the walls are thin enough for us to hear them, so they're thin enough for him, and so he's just pounding on our wall, stop listening to me, or whatever, something like that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Fantastic. He could tell that the kids were laughing at him. Oh, that's living. That's living, baby.
Oh, those were the days.
Oh.
But they were the neighbors the entire time until my parents moved away. They were always our neighbors.
That's nuts, too.
Yeah.
They're nuts to think that you have neighbors for that long.
Ah, the Shulmans.
Ah, the old Shulmans. 206-42 on Rock, Texas at 77999. When did you realize your neighbor was an idiot?
At my old house, me and my neighbor were the neighborhood idiots because we used to build these gigantic kites and we would fly them, but they would always get, like, we made them from scratch. So they would get stuck in other people's, like, houses. They would get stuck in their backyards. We'd always be knocking on the doors. Hey, can we get our kite from your backyard?
Did you make those from, like, bed sheets?
No, they were like plastic of some sort.
They are the ugliest looking things I've ever seen.
They're really ugly.
They're creepy.
Yeah, they really are gigantic, and he just DIY'd a piece of white plastic.
They're sloppily done.
Hey, come on.
Yeah, they really are.
I mean, it's like just like...
Oh, yeah.
How old were you when you were doing these, Danny?
This was 4 years ago.
Oh, jeez. You look like you're... I mean, 26. It looks like a job of a four-year-old.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
It's just like, it's very obnoxious. I know that was the look that you're going for with these big teeth and big eyes. That's why I'm giving you a hard time. It's obvious that you weren't trying to make them look perfect.
Yeah.
But if I'm a neighbor and that lands on my yard, I'd be like, what is this pile of crap that just went in my yard?
And they were heavy, too. So, like, if they would fall on a roof, they could technically do some damage. We had to, like, cut down some trees.
What would you say? That's, like, 10 feet tall?
Oh, yeah. It was huge. Huge kite. And we'd actually get them, like, high, because Albuquerque gets, like, big winds. Like, gusts of winds. So when we'd get them up, it was great. But a lot of times, it would take 4 or 5, 6 tries to get it up, and it would just land in.
But you would do that in the neighborhood, not in a park?
No, yeah, in our neighborhood. That's our street right there.
Oh, man, you would do it on your street.
You are
an idiot. No wonder you are the idiot, because that, like Steve said, that's a huge kite to be flying around in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Jeez, that thing's bigger than, it's 10 feet tall.
And if that thing lands, I can imagine it could hurt somebody.
Well, he said it damaged roofs and everything.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look at him smiling.
I didn't say we were smart. We were idiots.
Right. Did you have to pay for any of their damages?
No.
God, between that and the Dion's Pizza, Danny's a moron.
Right.
Oh, come on.
I mean, this isn't as bad as Dion's Pizza, though.
No, you're right. Yeah, wow. Dion's Pizza is still the worst. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I forgot
about that. So he says, I had a neighbor once, they hated my backyard tool shed, so I had a fence built right up to it and made it into the corner of our backyard. He complained so much that the city came out to do a survey and found that the corner was on his property, so I went out there, moved the shed, and then I painted it a horrible rainbow side, a rainbow color on the side of the shed that I can never see, but I look right into his backyard and his back door.
Nice.
So it says, my neighbors called the police for playing loud music while we were moving in the middle of the day. The music was just loud enough to hear right in the front with the doors open, but not much after that. Police showed up, looked at us, and they just said that the guy was an idiot and instantly left.
Oh, nice. You gotta love it when the police show up to be, they're called on you and they go, oh, we're sorry, that person that called's a moron.
I thought my neighbors were an idiot because they were playing music late and it was like super late at night, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me, I gotta get up in the morning. I wouldn't call the cops. I was gonna go out there and say something until I realized that they were listening to Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, the Wild Side song.
Nice.
And it just made my night. I was like, as annoying as this is, I haven't heard this song in forever and it's such a great jam.
Yeah.
See, like, that's actually funny. My old neighbor, when I lived in Lake City in a townhouse, like, I would notice my garbage was super full, but it was really just me and one other roommate that spent most of our time there, so we didn't produce that much garbage. And then I realized our neighbor to the left of us was throwing their stuff in our garbage can as well as theirs because they had too much crap and they didn't want to pay extra. I confronted them. They're like, no, we're not doing it. And then I finally noticed they threw away a bunch of bills with their name and address on it.
Oh.
So I just took all of their garbage and my garbage and just threw it. I didn't care my OCD germs thing. I threw it into their garbage, like, didn't even care where it landed, and just left it there.
Vicky went postal.
Oh. Just like,
hey, I get it.
Like, if we have more space in our garbage can, you're like, hey, do you mind if we throw some stuff away? Be cool. Ask me.
She's still kind of going postal.
Still. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a fire in her eyes right now.
Yeah. Well, it's, I haven't, like, seen this excited
ask.
Ever.
Just ask, and I am very happy to
Why
help.
Don't you go back and see? I would have gone back. I would have called him over and then opened my garbage and said, oh, look at your name. And now, wait, I thought you didn't do this.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. See, the lying is what kills me.
Yeah. Same.
Nice. Well, again, I'm the perfect neighbor, Steve. No calls.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, I stand corrected. Yeah. I figured your whole neighborhood would be chiming in. Yeah.
So do you think Rev had an idiot or he was the idiot?
Oh, Rev was the idiot.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, we know about his one crazy neighbor, so we don't need to go down that road.
Yeah, we know about Yelly McNasty.
Yeah, she's a delight.
But when I was living in the bachelor pad up in Linwood, we had just gotten Rock Band. I got the entire full kit set up, and so we had everyone come over for a marathon session. Now,
Now, we were up on the third floor of the condo building.
Oh.
We went for 8 hours drumming. And drum set is actually like a drum set.
Yeah.
And so banging and crashing. So after 8 hours, the neighbors from down below, right below us, were like, hey, guys. And they were super cool about it. They're like, could you just not play anymore? It's 11 o'clock at night. We had no idea how long we'd been playing. So at that point, yeah, we felt like a complete and total idiot. And we're like, oh, yeah, sorry. And we try to be better with the drums, but
yeah.
I really love that game. So
that's when you realize you've got to get your own place, like a house.
Yeah.
Whether you be the victim of that kind of stupidity, or if you want to play Rock Band all hours of the morning, but you realize I can't because I'm living in an apartment building and there's nothing I can do.
It was the neighbors above us that made me realize when I'm leaving the house I lived in, or the apartment in Queen Anne, the next thing I'm going to live in is going to be a house, because I swear to God, their child would climb up on the top of the dressers and just jump and land on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, you would just hear like this weird kid sound and then a giant thud, and then 2 minutes later, weird kid sound, giant thud. It was jumping off of something, and it was just the middle of the day. But you know, when you work in the morning, sometimes the middle of the day is like bedtime.
That's the problem.
And you're just like, you, and then it would always listen to reggae.
After well, that's great jumping off the bed music.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're kidding me? Reggae's the best for that.
But it's so bass heavy. Oh, yeah. And that's the, see, that's what I had to learn in an apartment. I had apartment managers come up to me. I showed them how low I was playing my music, and then they determined it's your woofer.
Yep.
That's what's killing everybody. Because people kept complaining, and I thought, I know I'm half deaf, but this is ridiculous. I've got it so low. And even the apartment person said, oh, and then we figured out it's the vibration. Those were, so, you know, now.
That bass travels, man.
I don't get woofed. The volume bars now, the sound bars, that's what you got to get for your TVs now, because you can't do bass if you live in an apartment. There's no way. It always vibrates the people below you.
But when you get the house and you have that the woofer where it's shaking things in your house, there's nothing better.
Yeah, you know that nobody can complain except your daughter who lives downstairs.
Uh-oh. Well, you got plenty to complain about her, I'm sure.
Well, that's why when I play that bass, like, but she rocks her music, I rock it back. Yeah. I show her. Yeah.
Well, she plays Lil Yachty and then you play Avril Lavigne.
That's
exactly what I was thinking.
That's exactly what happens. And I kind of win. Because I just have a better sound system.
Or was it Juice WRLD? That's the new one.
Oh, is that the new one?
I guess.
I don't know.
I saw that Juice WRLD was number one on the charts.
Is that Avril's song?
That's an artist. I thought it was like a kid's record. I'm like, Juice WRLD.
That's Juice WRLD's an artist?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it's the number one selling artist, and it's not good. It's like hip-hop.
Oh, you've listened to it?
Of course. I see it's number one. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. And it's spelled weird, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Usually that's what it is, you know. People trying to be cool with different spellings.
Yeah, he forgets to put the O in world, so it's Juice WRLD.
Oh, WRLD?
Yeah.
That's how all the cool kids are doing it.
Apparently.
Yeah. What do you think was picked as the greatest movie that came out of the 90s? Well, it better be one movie as far as I'm concerned.
Titanic!
Shut up.
Ugh. Go home, Danny.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what I think.
Take a half day today, Danny.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I think is the greatest movie. It's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year, as a matter of fact.
And,
but I don't know if it's the greatest. I think it is. I'll tell you what most people think the greatest movie is at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes, where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.